The three leading candidates for Honolulu mayor want to finish the $8 billion rail transit project, but have no real plan on how to get it done. Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Board Chair and congressional candidate Colleen Hanabusa says the bottom line for many voters is trust.
That's going to be the criteria in the mayor's race in the long run, was who do you think can lead this? It's not in a good place now, but it's not something that we're going to throw up our hands and walk away. You need to find that right leader who's going to say, okay, we're going to do this. It's not going to be nice. It's not going to be easy, but you have to trust that person is doing the right thing.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell, who served 6 years in the State House of Representatives and nearly four as mayor, says he has kept his word, has stuck to his plan, and is the one to lead the city.
We have our five priorities: road repaving, restoring buses, dealing with homelessness, our sewer improvements, our parks, and of course rail. And we're tackling each one of them. And I want to come back for the next 4 years to finish the job that I began. I want this job more than anyone else. I didn't parse it or see which one I could do best in and run for that one. I didn't hesitate. I gave them from the very beginning.
Challenger former Congressman Charles DeJoux has more than 10 years of legislative experience in the State House, City Council, and Congress. But he says his combat experience is what sets him apart.
I know what it's like to be in tough battles where you don't necessarily have all the tools that you need and you're going up against a very determined enemy. I look forward to taking that kind of approach, that kind of understanding as a soldier to get the job done, accomplish the mission, and do it with all of your heart and all of your soul here. And that's exactly the type of approach and mentality I look forward to bringing as mayor of Honolulu.
Former Mayor Peter Carlisle served 2 years as Honolulu mayor and 14 years before that as the elected city prosecutor. He says he worked his way up and has a proven record.
I was in charge of 110 prosecutors, and the whole office was 250 attorneys. And when I was mayor, it was about 10,000 people with all of the variety of necessities that are needed to properly run the 10th largest municipality in the United States with close to 1 million people. So I think executive experience is what I bring to the table more than anything else.
The stakes are still high for all three candidates. Hanabusa says the winner of the three-way mayoral race must rally voters to vote for them and not just vote to block the other candidate.
We have to find that magic formula where people want to believe and they want to support as opposed to be against.
There are an estimated 100,000 votes still up for grabs on Oahu, with voters casting their ballots at precinct polling stations on primary election day, August 13th. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.